Joe Biden, Transgender Americans Shape Our Nation's Soul. By Hannah Blow on March 30, 2023. Transgender Americans Shape Our Nation's Soul. According to President Joe Biden, who made the assertion Thursday as part of a White House proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility. The proclamation came mere days after a transgender shooter allegedly murdered six individuals at a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee. A proclamation from the Biden White House celebrates the Transgender Day of Visibility, deeming transgender individuals the bravest people the president apparently knows. They are people who have too often had to put their jobs, relationships, and lives on the line just to be their true selves. The proclamation reads, deeming gender-confused individuals as those who shape America's soul. Emphasis added. Transgender Americans shape our nation's soul. Proudly serving in the military, curing deadly diseases, holding elected office, running thriving businesses, fighting for justice, raising families, and much more. As kids, they deserve what every child deserves, the chance to learn in safe and supportive schools, to develop meaningful friendships, and to live openly and honestly. As adults, they deserve the same rights enjoyed by every American, including equal access to health care, housing, and jobs and the chance to age with grace as senior citizens. But today, too many transgender Americans are still denied those rights and freedoms. A wave of discriminatory state laws is targeting transgender youth, terrifying families and hurting kids who are not hurting anyone. An epidemic of violence against transgender women and girls, in particular women and girls of color, has taken lives far too soon. Last year's Club Q shooting in Colorado was another painful example of this kind of violence, a stain on the conscience of our nation. Notably, the proclamation made no mention of the violence that occurred at the Christian school in Nashville on Monday, as the suspected shooter, a woman who believed she was a man, allegedly opened fire, murdering three children and three adults before police fatally shot her. Instead, Biden's proclamation only spoke of what it described as perceived injustices committed against transgender individuals. Related, after Nashville tragedy, the media and the left focus on the real victims, the transgender community. Meanwhile, we are also working to ease the tremendous strain that discrimination, bullying, and harassment can put on transgender children, more than half of whom seriously considered suicide in the last year. The proclamation continued, adding that the Department of Justice is pushing back against extreme laws that seek to ban evidence-based gender-affirming health care. Gender-affirming care is the left's way of pushing hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and surgeries, including but not limited to mastectomies and phalloplasties on those suffering from gender dysmorphia. The proclamation continued. America is founded on the idea that all people are created equal and deserve to be treated equally throughout their lives. We have never fully lived up to that, but we have never walked away from it either. Today, as we celebrate transgender people, we also celebrate every American's fundamental right to be themselves, bringing us closer to realizing America's full promise. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31, 2023, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination against all transgender, gender non-conforming, and non-binary people. The proclamation comes days after the massacre and the establishment media testing a new narrative on the shooting rampage, speculating that Hale, a woman who believed she was a man, was rejected by her Christian parents. According to reports, they purportedly did not approve of her lifestyle, refusing to allow her to dress as a man under their roof. The great irony is that the 28-year-old still lived with the Christian parents who supposedly rejected her. As Breitbart News reported. From the Daily Mail's report, Hale would leave the home to change outfits. The outlet cited a well-placed source who said the parents did know about it but they just didn't accept it. The Daily Mail framed it this way on March 28. 20 years later, after being rejected by her Christian family when she came out to them as gay, Hale had turned into a killer. The tone appears to place at least partial blame on the shooter's Christian family. Ironically, based on reports, Hale still lived with her parents. So it remains unclear how much they could have rejected her as they continued to put a roof over her head. According to reports, Hale texted a friend before her violent massacre, writing, "I'm planning to die today." She also provided this warning, "My family doesn't know what I'm about to do. One day this will make more sense. I've left more than enough evidence behind. But something bad is about to happen." Related, CCTV footage released of Nashville shooter Audrey Hale. According to Metropolitan Nashville Police Chief John Drake, the suspected shooter left behind a manifesto. However, pro-transgender activists are seeking to keep it under wraps. The executive director of Children of Lesbians and Gays Everywhere College, Jordan Budd, for example, said, "It should not be published. The focus should be on how this was able to happen in the first place. There should not be such easy access to deadly weaponry," Budd said, seemingly ignoring the other details of the case. Regardless of the shooter's intentions, the real issue here is the ease of access to deadly weapons in Tennessee and elsewhere. But added as others, including the national president of the Log Cabin Republicans, reasoned that the manifesto could inspire others to take similar violent acts for attention. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has also expressed sympathy for the transgender community, asserting that they are under attack. "Our hearts go out to the trans community, as they are under attack right now," Jean-Pierre said Thursday, condemning hateful bills that protect children from physical mutilation in the name of gender affirmation in the wake of the deadly shooting rampage. Watch.